Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I'm your host, Mike Salmond, alongside Stephen Julian, who seems extra peppy this morning. Good morning, Stephen.
Morning, Mike.
What's going on with you this morning? You've been all over the place.
I don't know. Spring is here. It's, you know, spring was here and now it's cold, so. It's
like the weather.
I can't figure it out.
You're back and forth.
Yeah, I'm going to swing 30 degrees, just like the weather.
Have you noticed it's nice and cool in the studio today?
It is wonderful in the studio today. What happened?
We got things figured out.
Oh, nice.
Let's just leave it at that.
All right, good deal.
Joining us here on the show today from Welcome Mat Services is Nick Bryant. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. And we want to talk about Welcome Mat Services. What does your company do? And, you know, it's not just a welcome mat on your front porch. It's a lot more than that. So tell us about Welcome Mat Services.
Sure. Welcome Mat Services is a new mover program. Every month in your average zip code, a couple hundred families move to town. And they don't know anybody yet. They've got no business relationships. All their relationships are back home, their barber, their, you know, their favorite places to eat. So we connect those new families with local merchants that want their business.
And how do you do that?
We mail out a monthly packet of gift certificates, gift offers from those merchants to get them to come in and try that place. Your average new family will build 71 new merchant relationships in the weeks and months following a move. So, for instance, a pizza restaurant might give a free pizza to get that family to come in and try out their restaurant. A car wash might offer a free car wash. A dentist might offer, you know, free x-rays, things like that.
How many zip codes are you currently doing with Welcome Mat Services?
My territory is 10 zip codes, but I can sell outside of my territory as well.
So right now it's mostly centered around the Gwinnett County area, and what other areas for our listeners to know?
Yeah, from Duluth pretty much to the top of the county and also southern Hall County.
Okay. And so one question, obviously you go to the business owners to get the certificates into the Welcome Mat basket, but is there any worry that you won't be able to deliver to every single family that, you know, how do you get the permission to deliver this to the moving in families?
You know, it goes through the mail service. We pull from 37 different data sources, the biggest one being the postal change of address. So if they filled out one of those forms changing their address, they're automatically added to our list.
I am known for asking the dumb question on this show, so I'll ask the dumb question right now. What's the difference between this, say, and something that's been around maybe a little bit longer? And I'm not, you know, you can tell us about the history of Welcome Mat Services, but it's called, I guess, Money Mailer.
Sure,
is that competition or is it?
Yeah, competition in a way, but it's really a different product. Money Mailer is more of a broadcast product. You're going to mail out to 10,000 people. And, you know, if you sign up for a year, you're going to mail out to those same 10,000 people month after month after month.
Okay, so you get more of a niche, and these are the new people coming in.
Yes.
So these are opportunities for your partners, the businesses that support you, to reach brand new customers.
Right. And they're typically going to be better offers. If you mail that money mail or a free pizza every month, then you're going to get the same families coming in every month and getting a free pizza. Ours is an introductory offer. That new set of families gets an offer once, and then next month it's a completely new set of new families.
It also, I would imagine to some extent, a service like Groupon is a little bit of a competitor. But again, their niche is the business owner's like, I could lose money on this. You are specifically targeting brand new people to the area, and you're trying to give them a great offer from a business so that they become a recurring paying client after they get that. Wow, that pizza was so good, you know, that's what you're looking for, is to make customers for the business.
Exactly. We want them to have long-term loyal customers that come back year after year after year.
Now, Nick, you and I have had this conversation off the air before, so I'm going to ask you this now on the air. So it's not a dumb question. It's more of a repeat question, but our listeners haven't heard it. There are certain businesses that this makes a lot of sense for. There are certain businesses that this makes some sense for. There are probably some businesses it makes no sense for. So let's focus on the ones, who are the businesses that this makes absolute sense for? It's a no-brainer for them to do, and why and how would they then work through the process with you? So who are the target clients for you?
Restaurants are ideal, pretty much any restaurant. Pizza is historically our number one category nationwide. You know, 90% of the population or more loves pizza, so they're a great category. But really any restaurant, barbershops, salons, nail salons, dentist, car washes, anything like that are great. You know, things that people use repetitively and will need when they get to town.
Service stations. We're really talking service.
Automotive, places to get your oil changed, absolutely.
Welcome, Matt Services is the company. Nick Bryant is joining us. He's the owner. And talk about the history of the company. It may be a new name to some folks here, but this company has been around.
Yeah, they've been around for about 11 years. They started in North Carolina, and then they actually, when they started franchising, moved their headquarters to Buckhead. So they're in Buckhead about 4 years ago, and they've been franchising around the country, actually more than they have in their own backyard here in the Atlanta area. Like Indianapolis, for instance, is pretty much sold out. Seattle sold out. The Miami area in Florida is sold out. So they're just basically expanding close to home now, and I have Gwinnett County and a little bit more.
And Gwinnett County is still considered one of the fastest growing areas in the country.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you obviously are in a great area.
Absolutely.
If I'm a business owner and I'm listening to this and I think, man, that's a great way to find new clients, can you walk me through the process of what they need to do with you? What do they need to provide to get into the welcome mat? And I would imagine the topic of pricing is it depends, but feel free to kind of open that can if you want to. But what's the process for a business owner to get into the welcome mat?
Yeah, initially they would meet with me. I would show them what other people in their markets have done. For instance, if it's a car wash, I would show them what car washes in other cities have done, exactly what kind of offers they gave, and exactly what kind of results they've got. Because we're a franchise and because we capture data, I've got data around the country for most vertical markets, and I can tell them, you know, you're going to roll in the 6 to 10% response range because of that business category.
And if I do something in your welcome mat, I can also expect that you're going to be able to kind of say, here's how many people got it, and then I'll be able to track how many people come in and use the offer.
Exactly. And our certificates actually have a little QRC code, not a public one that anybody could scan, but a proprietary one. We give our merchants a postage-paid envelope to send those to us on a monthly basis. We'll scan them and provide them a database of exactly who came in, name, address, and a little bit of a demographic information of, you know, male, female, apartments to homeowners, and, you know, average household income of the people actually coming in to redeem those, and then give them a monthly report month by month of how the system's working for them.
So as the business owner, I don't have to do the login information of who came in and have them fill out a card. You'll do that for me.
We'll do all that for them.
That's a great back end.
So you send out the offers, and you're reaching people that are new to the area, so they don't have those loyalties yet. So
exactly.
that's a big reason that these folks may not have, you know, they're not loyal to that pizza place down the street just yet. So I may have a chance to be the first to get them to try my pizza for that great offer.
Exactly.
As well. So there's been a lot of success in the other markets, obviously, with it because they're expanding now.
Exactly. Yeah. A new family is 5 times more likely to become a loyal repeat client than an established resident who already has vendors in places that they like. For instance, if you're a hair salon and you make an offering of some kind of coupon to get somebody in your store, that's great. They'll take the coupon and they'll come in. But Sally down the street's been cutting their hair for 10 years, and that's tough to compete against. If they just moved to town, Sally's 200 miles away, so you can compete against Sally.
That's huge.
Yeah, I don't care how good your salon stylist is if they're 200 miles away. Of course, I don't know. I use setting number 3 on my wall clippers, but that's another story for another time, Nick.
Nick, do you offer any other services other than the new mover mailing packet?
Yeah, there are a couple add-on products. One is we'll do an automatic thank you card. When we get that barcode report back in, if they give us the certificates, we'll scan that address. And if they want us to, we'll mail a thank you card from that merchant thanking them for coming in to try out their place. If they want to give a second offer at that time, they can. Or if they just want to say thanks, they can. And we also have a loyalty app that the merchant can have, where every time in this, you know, basically you download it to your iPhone or Android, and every time a client visits, they can, you know, scan inside the merchant and keep track, you know, kind of like the old punch cards where you know keep track of how many ice cream cones you've had. And when they download that
app, Steven's very familiar with that punch card for the ice cream shop.
I noticed still that. Have 3 in my wallet. Go ahead.
When the client downloads the app, we get their email address. So we give that email address back to the merchant if they have an email newsletter or anything like that. And the good thing about this app is it's not just the new people we bring them. They can put their entire customer base on, or anybody that walks in the door, on this loyalty program and basically keep track of how many visits their clients are coming in and whatever kind of giveaway they want to give for the 10th visit or whatever, as well as capture emails of their client base.
So again, you guys are not just marketing. I mean, you really are. There's some add-ons that can help with data collection. There's some add-ons that can help with repeat customers and building your own client database that you already have.
Right. We're kind of a marketing and technology company.
I would imagine one of the big questions you get from business owners when they first sit down with you is, okay, you mentioned, Nick, 200 on average move into a zip code, but I know that if I start this program in this particular zip code, you're going to average, you know, you're going to have 200 the first month, and then you're going to have 35 the next month. Is there a, does that factor into the pricing of how many actually get delivered every month?
Absolutely. If you have a drop in people moving in, you have a drop in price. It's going to be based on your actual mover count. We can kind of give you averages of an area, but it's going to vary month to month.
And I would imagine if you also sit with them and say, hey, so let's go back to that car wash example, which was a good example. Oh, okay, here's what other people have done, and you should expect about a 5 to 10% or a 6 to 8% type response rate. If after 3 or 4 months with you, I go, you know, my response rate's been 1%. Is there follow-up help to say, hey, let's sit down and see if we're not doing – if we need to change something, what's not working?
Absolutely. If it could be the offer's you know, not strong enough to
– a nickel off is not really helping drive
exactly.
business.
Again, we try to steer away from coupons. You want to give something away. Sometimes it could be a dollar amount. We'll give $15 toward any service, or sometimes it's just a free car wash.
So for even that new business owner as well, that's not maybe – there's some consulting involved there a little bit. You can kind of help guide them a little bit.
Absolutely. We can show them exactly what other industries in their business have done in other markets and how that worked for them. And we can also show them things that people did that didn't work. Don't do this because you're not going to get as good a result.
And Nick, Mike asked you about the company as a whole, Welcome at Services, but I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. You bring a unique background to this, and you bring this is not your first rodeo at helping with marketing and things like that. So what do you bring to the table specifically for the Welcome at franchise here in Gwinnett County?
Yeah, I've been in printing and mailing for 17 years. I've had a company called Nick Print Inc., which is still up and running since 2006. So I've been in direct mail forever, and I've seen a lot of people do a lot of things and helped a lot of companies grow their business with regular old-fashioned direct mail. But when I saw the kind of response rates that new movers get, both initially and in loyalty, I signed on. I said, I like this.
And Mike, I'm going to insert a testimonial here. I've sat in at least a couple of presentations that Nick has done around marketing and direct mailing and helping businesses get more traffic and get more clients. The guy knows what he's talking about. The experience has not just been, you know, hitting print copy. You know, he knows what he's doing, and so he obviously will bring. So you kind of talked about that consulting. I think obviously, I'm sure every franchise is wonderful, but Nick's franchise here in Gwinnett.
Well, compared to a guy that say, oh, I see a business opportunity here,
right.
Never been in the marketing business.
Right.
Nick brings that to the table, which is unique. And the fact that he's been in the business for 17, 18 years, and this opened his eyes, if you're a business leader or business owner, it should open your eyes as well.
Well, he saw it as a great opportunity. And so it's – now, here's – okay, so Mike asked a dumb question. He was being nice. I usually ask the dumb question. So here's my dumb question. It's Welcome Mat Services. Clearly, you do not show up at the new neighbors with a mat. So what does it come in?
No, it's a 6x9 envelope, and it says welcome gifts from your neighbors on the outside. Again, it's all clean and crisp. We work hard not to look like a coupon mailer at all.
Okay.
We want it to look like a packet of gift certificates. These are goodies from local merchants, and you know, it starts with an introductory letter that says, hey, moving is stressful. You know, you're living out of boxes. We understand that. Take some time to acclimate to your community. Here's some welcome gifts from your neighbors. Come try out these merchants.
It comes through regular mail?
Regular mail, yep.
And I think Nick touched upon it at the beginning of the interview as opposed to a coupon, more of an invitation to try our services or try our products, which is –
well, you mentioned it that there's the coupon mailer, and let's be honest, if anybody will raise their hand and say, I've actually gone through those things, you go through 200 coupons and maybe two are worth your time. This is when they pull out and the first thing they see is free pizza, and then the next thing they see is free oil change, and the next thing they see is free car wash. They're going to go, holy cow, I got to hang on to this stuff. I mean, there's huge value in what they're getting.
Is there a limit to the number of businesses in each mail out?
Yeah, we cap it out at 25, though rarely does it ever get that big. 10 to 15 would be a typical large packet. You know, 5 to 10 would be more normal.
Okay. Where do you see the Welcome Mat Services going? You know, what are your plans for your franchise?
I first want to get this territory up and running. I could envision kind of spreading in, you know, more of the Alpharetta area or a little further south in Gwinnett County as well. But, you know, the next couple of years will just be focused on from, you know, my territory, which is northern Gwinnett and southern Hall County.
As I continue to ask the dumb questions, my turn for the dumb question now.
Are you trying to beat me in the number of dumb questions you're
asking? I usually do every day, whether I want to or not, which is kind of scary. You don't have to agree with me, Stephen. Let's say there's a part of town I want to target one specific part of town. Can you do that, or you just pretty much get the entire area?
No, you target by zip code, and you really need to, you know, because someone's not going to drive, you know, 45 minutes for, you know, a fast type pizza. You know, they might for the Gwinnett Braves, but they're not going to for a fast type pizza. So you target the zip code your business is in and maybe a couple more around that, unless you're a destination place that people would drive a long way for, like a Gwinnett Braves or Medieval Times or something like that.
Well, I was going to ask the specific question, can you target inside of one zip code and only do certain parts? But if you do a zip code, you got to do the whole zip code.
The entire zip code, okay. Absolutely.
I want just that house on that street right there.
I have no answer to that.
Very rare that I have you speechless. What do you enjoy most about this? Obviously, there's a business opportunity there, but there's got to be more for you personally to want to really pursue this. So what do you enjoy most about the Welcome Mat Services?
Yeah, I love sitting down with new business owners, seeing what they've done, what their history is, why they got into the business they're in, you know, and what they've done before marketing, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and see if we can help them grow.
You mentioned the pizza places, car washes are specific. I mean, just about any business that serves a customer that has walk-in traffic, I think, would be a good candidate for you.
Yeah, some things are too niche. For instance, I met with a man who restores antique cars and, spends a lot of money. Like, you have an old 57 Chevy and you want to, you know, get it spiffed up. Well, that's too narrow of a demographic because, you know, if you're mailing to 200 people, how many people really have an antique car in their garage that they, you know, want to do something with? One out of 200, maybe, probably more like one out of 1,000. That's not a good fit for our product.
That's the guy that wants that specific house on that specific, you know, street.
Well, and
with the old car in the front parking lot.
Yeah, what it is they go see what they need to do is use Google Earth and then zoom in and go, look, there's an old car up on blocks. I need to call that guy. I need to find out how to get a hold of that guy.
That's a different Welcome Mat Services. That's where you kind of just walk up to the door and ring the doorbell.
Well, I think the beauty, though, Nick, of what you're doing, we asked you, you know, what kind of businesses would work. But I think people who listen to this interview, if I'm a business owner, I'm going to go, because Nick, you and I have had this question about what I do. You know, my day job doesn't really work I can't make an offer. I'm not allowed to do a coupon or a rebate. But I think business owners will know, except for the antique restorer guy. But I think business owners will go, they'll listen to this interview and they go, man, that's awesome. That's a great way for me to build my new client base. And then when you add on, oh, you can work your old client base into this and start creating an email app. Obviously, there's probably a little extra fee for that, but kind of keep it all under one roof. What a great service. So here was my last dumb question. Mike, you may not know this, but Nick has what I think one of the best catchphrases of his other business, Nick Print, which is, can I say it?
Sure, go ahead.
Friends don't let friends print at home. Have you come up with a great catchphrase for Welcome Mat Services?
Not yet.
Okay, I put him on the spot.
17 years of history in the other one. I got to work on a good catchphrase.
we'll take
for
some
Welcome
time. You could start with, it's not a mat. No, I'm sorry, that's bad. Go on.
But it is a mat. It's Welcome Mat.
It is. It's not a mat, but it is a mat. Welcome.
For those that want to find out more, that would like to reach out to you and say, hey, I want to find out more. I want to get some pricing. I like what I'm hearing in the interview today. How can they find out more information?
Yeah, my email is nbryan@welcomematservices.com. Our website's www.welcomematservices.com, and that's the whole corporate one, but it'll give you a good concept. Or you can call me, 404-907-3050.
And if they go to welcomematservices.com, is there a some place where they can click to get to you specifically? Or
no, but if they contact the corporate company office and they're in my area, they'll send them to me. But the best way would be my email address.
Okay, which is nbryant@welcomematservices.com.
Yep.
Nick, anything that we overlooked or glossed over that you want to touch upon?
I think that's it. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Nick Bryant from Welcome Mat Services. A quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and to like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Gwinnett Radio X. for Steve and Julian.
I got to go. I've got my punch card filled out, so I get a free ice cream cone at lunch. So.
And I'm going to the restaurant next door because I get a nickel off.
There you go. You got it in your mailer, right? It only took you 2 hours to find it.
I'm Mike Savin. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.